y'all. We're here tonight with Noah from Temple of the Fuzzwitch, a fucking fantastic blackened doom band out of Detroit. Noah, thank you very much for joining me on short notice tonight.
Of course. My pleasure.
Hell yeah. First, I'm digging the sleep poster there on the fucking...
Yeah, that's an oldie. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's good.
So I don't know a lot about the band. Where and when did it start?
So I've always been into a bunch of metal. It started, you know, like when I was a kid, when I was like nine, when I was introduced to CKY, Can't Kill Yourself, if you know them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like really into skateboarding and stuff. It progressed from there, but then I kind of got into some psych stuff and some indie stuff in my teenage years. And then I hated all the people that were surrounding me pretty much, just like with like the scene. Just fucking hipsters. Didn't like them. And I was like, I want to make the music that actually is what I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I have like some like fuzz rock, garage rock bands, but then, you know, I was like, I just need to take it to the next level. And then I met metal people and then it was like, oh, I'm home.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, Temple of the Fuzzwitch started in 2017. Long time ago, it feels like.
In reality, not too long ago, really.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it feels like eternity, though, you know? So, but yeah.
Okay, so 2017, you guys released an EP. You've done two full lengths and have another one coming out this year. Is that right?
Yep. Correct. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like that first EP was just kind of like really like acid bath influence stuff, I'd say, and then obviously sleep, but yeah, and then, you know, it just keeps progressing, you know, make the writing stronger, different, you know, change things up. So
hell yeah. Well, so from the new one, the only thing I've heard is Ashes, and I fucking really dig that. I think that's solid, it's heavy, and, you know, looking at some of the other stuff you guys have released, it really looks like you guys have you guys have really progressed, and like Ashes has a really full and heavy sound that is just, honestly, it's like all engulfing, just kind of takes you on this journey.
It's a lot different from the other stuff. I got a new lineup in the band, and I mean, they're like the best dudes. We're like family. Like I've had several different lineups in the band, which is have always fucking failed. And it was always me just doing everything, even like the recording all the way to our online presence, which, you know, I mean, it's daunting, you know?
Yeah.
So to like have some relief of that, and then to actually work with dudes that, like, per se aren't hired guns or posers, you know, that like give a shit about the music. They were fans of the band before
they
even joined, you know? So, I mean, it just like worked out. Yeah. Shout out to Joe and Taylor. They're the best. Yeah. Yeah. And we all have like kind of like different influences, but then, that was like one song that that song Ashes was originally a black metal song. Yeah, I wanted to turn Temple of the Fuzzwitch into just a straight up black metal band.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, yeah, and I was like going through shit. And then, Taylor, the drummer, Joe plays bass, Taylor's the drummer. Yeah, Taylor like backed me off and he's like, hey, we got to slow it down, dude. You know, keep it like they're a real Temple thing. And I was like, okay, you know. And then, yeah, Joe wrote the bass line for that song. And then, you know, it's awesome.
Hell yeah. And
so that's what that is. Yeah.
Well, it sounds fucking great. I've enjoyed it. I don't know, probably 20 times today.
Yeah, we got another single out now, and then one coming out Thursday, the last okay. single before the album. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So yeah. When does the album get released?
The 4th of, 5th of April. Yeah.
Cool. So right before you guys go on your run.
Right after.
Okay.
Well, we have like, we do a couple like weekend runs next month with a Whorehound, but yeah, what you're thinking about is the 26th we leave.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. With Restless Spirit. And then we'll, you know, head up Louisville and shit. So.
Yeah. That'll be a fucking fantastic show too.
Yeah. I heard some, from some of the boys down, up here in Detroit that, the Portal is pretty good.
Portals. Yeah.
Pretty
Portals.
Good venue. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys got Fairy Ring and Crop on that bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, they're both fucking fantastic. Fairy Ring is like probably one of my favorites right now. They put on such a great show. They're tight as a band, and they smoke a lot of fucking weed. So,
okay, yeah. I always get shit for that because like all these dudes come up to me and then they go like at shows. And they tell me, you know, oh, do you want to smoke? And I just go, no, because I don't smoke, really.
Right. Me neither.
Which is weird. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she is sick from Louisville. We played with them last time. They were fucking awesome.
They are. Every time they fucking crush, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So where'd you guys play before here?
Magbar, and then before that it was years like 2019, it was like on like some like 2-inch stage. I always forget the name, but I mean it was cool, people rolled up, it was nice.
Hell yeah. Well, cool. So Portal's it's a pretty new venue, but they've been putting on some really good fucking shows. The sound's good in there, and crowds are typically really good. So I've actually got a promotion going on right now where we're giving away two sets of tickets to the show you guys are playing.
Oh, sick. Thank you, man.
So
thank you.
Yeah, I'm really fucking excited. I've not seen you guys. I've not seen Restless Spirit. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Let's do this shit.
Yeah. Restless Spirit dudes. Really good dudes. We played with them. They hopped on a show for us back last June in Brooklyn. So, you know, and then they returned the favor and asked us to come on tour with them. So I'm like, okay, yeah, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And they've got a little thing, a few dates going with Pentagram, I think, coming up.
I know. Yeah. They're really blown up. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys are too, you know, like.
Not yet.
I feel like you are, you know, like I'm hearing a lot more about you guys recently than I have in the past.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, so every little bit helps. And the new album's coming out on Ripple, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ripple.
Hell yeah. Like they've got a lot of good fucking bands too.
Yeah. Mothership.
Fire Down Below, The Obsessed. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good fucking company.
Yeah. He, when we got signed to them, I initially, so we like, we finished our album and then, I sent everything to him and he's the owner. I'm not going to drop his name or not. You know, I don't know.
Todd? Was it Todd?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be cool with that or not, but I mean, well, who cares? He's an open dude. He was like, oh, I don't have any opening spots for any records or whatever, but I like it. And then all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, like I get this message back saying, you're either the luckiest or unluckiest person because I just had a band drop off of. Yeah. So, and I was like, okay, we're in. Yeah.
Hell
immediately.
Yeah.
And I, you know, rest is history, I guess. So
That's fucking awesome.
So we got on like on a whim, like, you know. But, you know, it's a cool story, at least.
For sure. Like, things happen for a reason. Some bands are going to drop off and they make room for new talent to come along and get out there and do their thing. So that's...
I'm stoked that Haunted is putting out their next record through them, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Do you know that band?
Not a whole lot. Like, I've heard a couple of things, but...
Super Wind Handy. Really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, give them a listen after this. Yeah.
For sure.
Haunted. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I like having these conversations, because everyone's like, dude, this band is going really fucking good. And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to listen.
Another band, you know, you can send me a message or whatever later, but from Detroit, that is, they do like doomy stuff, but they're really, I don't know how to quantify what they are. They got black metal elements, they got grindcore elements, they got doom elements, they're just the best. Fell Ruin, and they're, you know, from Detroit, so they're local. Yeah, they're super good.
Hell yeah.
Super good. Like, amazing. They blow my mind. Yeah.
Right on. I'll definitely dig into them. I know. Like, I'm a big Battlecross guy.
Okay.
You know, like, that was growing up, that was my bag was thrash. So, you know, like I said, I'm a little bit older. So, like, 80s, we were listening to a lot of like Slayer and God, Megadeth and Metallica and, you know, all that Testament, Exodus.
Yeah. Yeah. Just all that original thrash, real thrash. Yeah.
And then, you know, Battlecross came out. First time I saw them, they crushed it. They were coming off of Trespass America with God Forbid.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. And then I found out. So a couple of the guys grew up in Canton, where that's where I fucking grew up. And I was like, oh, like hometown guys. All right. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe and I, Joe, the bass player, and then myself. We're huge Bolt Thrower fans.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's nice to throw in a good mix of music, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're all over the place. Taylor is like a hardcore originally drummer. So, yeah. So there's like a lot more like up-tempo stuff on the next record. Yeah, like I wrote all the drums, well, most of the drums for everything. And then Taylor just like did his thing. I was like, dude, just, you know, make it yours, you know? And he did. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So... What are the plans for the band over the next like 12 months?
We are going to be doing a split with a Canadian label called with another band called Soom. They're from Quebec. They're cool, you know, like slow, heavy, harsh vocals. And then the label is called Black Throne Productions. The owner, Ryan Hilton, he's based out of Toronto. He's great, really easy to work with. So we're gonna have some new tracks out, you know, like over like in like the fall time. And then we're playing a Ripple Fest in September. Yeah, and we're gonna try to build a tour around that. So, you know, we're working on that right now.
Hell yeah. Is that in Boston?
Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, Austin. I thought you said Boston.
No,
Austin.
I did say Boston. Because I just saw a poster for, I want to say there was another Ripple Fest just announced in like Boston or something like that. And I was like,
I didn't see that. That's cool though. Hey, get it around, you know?
And I could be like totally confused with other shit that I saw too. So like, it's, you see it all, I mean, I see it all day. It's like, oh, this show and that show and
what
the hell's
exactly.
going
yeah,
on, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like there's the night
hey,
you guys,
hey, Austin, Boston, close enough.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like the night you guys are playing with Blessed Black, there's like four other shows going on around Louisville. And I'm like, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to go to one of these Louisville shows. And then like Murphy posted about that show. And I was like, I guess I'm going to Cincinnati. Like, fuck Louisville.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
And then Legalize Lex is on the 20th. The little festival in Lexington, which will be a lot of fun. Blessed Black will be on that, and Fairy Ring. Howling Giant, Swamp Hawk, She.
Yeah, Swamp Hawk rules. Yeah, the dudes from Howling Giant are super nice too. Yeah, they've been making moves too. Howling Giant has been like getting on like some big tours, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, they're on with Gozu and the Obsessed right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see you guys get on some of those bigger tours.
Yeah, like the weird thing is, like, you know, we want to and we're eager to, but there's something in me that goes like, I don't really want to be associated with the doom scene as much.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just different types of metal bands. So the new stuff I'm writing is like, you know, a lot more like Black Death with doom elements.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So I'm like still trying to, I got like this thing in my head where I just want to break out of something, you know?
Sure.
I don't want to fit to anything, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I just fucking put labels on it.
Whatever. Whatever. It's, you know, that's, I think the beautiful thing about music is you can literally do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And
true
you
freedom.
Know,
it's true freedom.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, from what I've seen from, I mean, like, I love all the doom bands and everything and like everything that's going on, but like, it just feels, the whole scene just feels so fucking stagnant, you know? Yeah.
You know, I guess I can see that a
I mean,
little
like,
bit, but the same could be said for like every scene.
You're totally right. Yeah. I just, I mean, death metal is saturated as hell right now. Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah. But yeah, it's just like, you know, try to blend everything that I listen to into one thing, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
That's cool. I'm really interested to hear that, right? Like, because we've got like black metal, blackened death, blackened mellow death, right?
Yes.
Straight death metal. So to take those and throw in some doom elements and little bit of whatever, like, I'm here for it. I'll fucking listen.
Yeah, just make something weird. That's all it's about, you know? Make it your own.
That's it. Let's get weird with it.
Yeah.
So what started you into playing music?
I had to get piano lessons when I was 5 years old. But when I was 3 years old, I just knew that I wanted to play guitar. Yeah. I got into piano lessons with my grandmother. I was forced to do that, and I was upset that I had to do that. And then I kept begging just to play guitar, and then I got my first guitar at the age of 8. And then it's just been history since.
Hell yeah. Was there like, you know, a musician or a band that you heard when you were young and you were like, oh, that's what I want to do? Or was it just like natural?
AC/DC. I remember my dad taking me into a guitar store when he bought a guitar. And AC/DC was on one of like the TVs that they had. And I just went, oh, like, my eyes lit up. I was just blown away. Yeah. And then, you know, like the Gibson SG looks like devil horns. And I was just totally just enamored by that. Yeah. It's a really good memory. And then, and then my older cousin was listening to like Green Day and stuff, you know, and then my dad one day, played Nirvana, and I was like, oh, that, you know, it just progresses and progresses and progresses. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, that's cool, right? Like, especially those bands, right?
And then, like, the CKY thing. Yeah, as soon as, like, I heard CKY in Nirvana, like, my mind just exploded. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole other world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good shit. What was your first, like, concert experience?
I think it was, Soundgarden, actually, which is really cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Soundgarden. Yeah, I wasn't too pumped about it, but I mean, I like them, but you know. Yeah, it was
That's
Soundgarden.
cool. So
Yeah.
what year was it? Do you remember?
No. It was still in the DTE days, though.
Okay.
Yeah, DTE amphitheater days, yeah.
There was a lot of years of DTE, you know, and I'm so glad they
Yeah.
call it Pine Knob again.
Exactly. Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, fuck yeah, it's about time. God. So first concert I went to at Pine Knob was Ozzy, Faster Pussycat, and Ugly Kid Joe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. God, that was a long, that was
What year
30,
is that?
91 maybe.
Shit, man. Okay. Yeah, so that's like No More Tears era, right?
Yeah,
Neck
it,
Wild. Yeah.
yep, that was what was that? I want to say that was Zach's first tour, but for some reason I don't think it really was. It may have been.
Okay.
But I seem to remember they called it the No More Tours tour.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely saw, yeah, you saw them during that time for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, and that was, you know, that was a really good first experience because I was a big, I loved Faster Pussycat, I loved Ugly Kid Joe, and to be there, one of the neighbor kids, or one of the kids in my neighborhood, his dad was, they got tickets to the show for free, so it didn't cost me anything, and we were like seventh row, and it was fucking wild,
Awesome, man.
like, fuck, good times.
Yeah.
So, what? What are some of your favorite venues around Detroit to play?
Sanctuary is always going to be number one. Yeah, they just book like the best stuff, like big bands, like even like last May, Possessed came through.
Yeah.
You know, they do down there, they do everything from, I mean, it's like mostly like metal and punk. Smalls is really good too. Outer Limits is fun. Obviously, you know, like the bigger ones like Majestic. I'll go on record saying fuck Elk Club. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're gonna book a show there, don't. Yeah, the owner is canceled. He did some bad shit. But yeah, like Majestic, Masonic is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Smalls. I haven't been to Smalls in probably 14
Yeah,
or
it's still
15
running, man.
years.
It's great, man.
Hell yeah. So last time I was there, you could park literally fucking anywhere and you didn't have to worry about getting a ticket or anything.
Different now.
Yeah, that's what I just heard. And I was like, oh, well, good to know.
Yeah.
Next time I go to a show, park right.
Yeah.
God, what a shithole that place was.
It's nice now. They redid a bunch of shit. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff going on down there. The owner's super nice too. So.
Yeah. Oh well, and I say shithole, but it's just like that area was always really
Yeah, it was used to be a little bit sketchy. It's gotten a lot better these
right
days,
on.
though. Yeah.
That's
Bunch
good
of
to
new
know.
businesses opening up, renovations. Yeah. People are nice. Just
Hell
like
yeah.
kind of like a different crowd of people live there now, it feels like, you
Yeah,
know,
bunch of
or different
hipsters.
mentality. Yeah.
That's cool 'cause it was God, what was the show? That last show we went that I went to there was GBH.
Okay.
That was 20, probably June or July of 2010. That was a good fucking show.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was at the last GBH show at the Sanctuary actually back in June or May. Yeah. They
Okay.
always rip, you
Hell
know,
yeah.
they're classic.
For
Yeah.
sure. They've been doing it for 40 years. You know, they're
Exactly. Yeah. OG punks, yeah.
for sure. So let's talk for just a minute. You guys got a run coming up with oh fuck, hold on. I'm blanking. Help me out here.
Restless Spirit, and then
Yep.
we're also doing those weekend shows with Whorehound.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's in April though. Yeah.
So the Restless Spirit dates, what you've got, is it five or six?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, like Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisville. Yeah. And then one more, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are
doing
something in Ohio.
Youngstown? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. All right.
I always forget about every single Ohio date that we have. I don't know why. It just always slips through my mind. It's just like it's too close in proximity to Detroit. So, you know, yeah, I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's just Ohio.
And you grow up like everyone else from Michigan, right? You're like, ah, fuck Ohio, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, your whole state's an afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know Michigan. You know Michiganders.
Yeah, for sure. One of my best friends lives in Cleveland, and I give him so much shit, dude, because.
Good. Keep giving him shit, like, man.
I thought for sure we were going to see a Lions Browns fucking Super Bowl. Like, how great would that have been?
Yeah.
The two shittiest teams in NFL history both go to the fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Cleveland's cool though. They got the grog shop, you know, that venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool spot, but yeah.
And the Agora's cool.
Yeah.
The Foundry, yeah, they've got like Cleveland's got quite a few really cool little places.
Yeah.
We did. Are you into like new wave British heavy metal bands?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I am. One of the bands I really enjoy is Night Demon.
Okay.
So they recorded a live album in 2017, and my daughter, who I gotta think. She's 17 now. That was 7 years ago. So she was, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever. We fucking drove up to Cleveland to go to the show so we could be part of that recording. It was just a really cool fucking memory to have with, you know, with my kids, my whole family, really.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about, especially, you know, when like they're that young, you know? I mean, that's going to make a lasting impact on their life, you know, especially, you know, if they want to get into metal or if they're in a metal, you know.
Yeah, you know? I think she liked it.
It's a good seed to plant, you know.
For sure. I think she liked it because, you know, like her grandparents and her mom, kind of religious. So Night Demon, and they've got a song called Satan. So we're like, where were we going? We were going to Minneapolis and driving through Illinois. And she goes, Mom, you know what my favorite band is? She goes, what? She goes, Night Demon. She's like, oh, yeah, like, that's cool. She goes, you know what my favorite song is? Jen goes, what? She goes, Satan. She goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't you dare tell your grandmother that. And I'm just laughing my ass off. Like, it was.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man. How it always goes.
Yeah, hell yeah. So when you guys hit the road, are you taking a lot of merch with you?
Yeah. Shout out Blind Dog Merch. They do great printing. It's all direct to screen or DTG, direct to garment. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's like super high res, and you can wash the shirts a bunch and dry them, and then they don't, like, if you like traditionally screen print them, like, you know how shirts get. Like,
yeah,
band
flakes
shirts. Yeah.
And cracks.
Yeah, that doesn't happen with these. So, we got a bunch of like new merch coming out. It's gonna be good. Some long sleeves, death metal inspired. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Really seeing a lot of that, like, in bands currently. A lot of death metal inspired, like, long sleeves with the shit down the
exactly,
arms.
Exactly. Yeah, it's coming back, man. I mean, it's been popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least within like the underground, you know, so
for sure. Blessed Black's got one. I don't know if they still have it, but they had one that was really fucking cool last year.
Okay. Yeah, we got like hoodies too. Yeah, everything.
Hell yeah. How much are you taking out on the road with you?
I don't handle the merch. So, you know, yeah, I couldn't tell you. Sorry.
All right. No, that's totally
we're
fair.
We're taking out enough.
Okay. That's fair. Are you taking vinyl with you?
We don't have much vinyl left from our repressing from Red Tide, but yeah, we don't have like obviously the new vinyl yet
right.
for yeah the next album Apotheosis. So
okay, well, bring Red Tide with you. Save me one. I will buy one from you at the show.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Hopefully you guys sell out of all your fucking merch on this and you have to re-up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we did back in our tour in October. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So where'd you guys go in October?
We played Tennessee Metal Devastation Festival. That's a really good people run that. It's like their second year of doing this they're doing it again, but when we played, it was our second year. We went to Columbus. Now I'm remembering Ohio because it's on my mind. Minneapolis, Chicago, Louisville. That's where we met up with Swamp Hawk and Sheep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Madison, Wisconsin. Madison is awesome as fuck. Yeah. To play. Detroit, Grand Rapids. Yeah, it was just another short run.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool though. Like, shit, all those runs add up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fit them in when you can, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. My schedule, I can make it, you know, like whatever I want. But the other guys have, you know, like normal jobs. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's tough to get PTO. So we make shit work when we can.
For sure. You guys have plans to do longer runs later in the year this year?
Not this year. Not well, other than the we're trying to build something around the Ripple Fest in Texas. Yeah. We want to do like a longer one, maybe like a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be
but
cool.
It's a lot of work, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, especially when you guys are doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to manage the business of a band and home life and everything. It's
yeah, and then, you know, I'm trying to get hooked up with a couple of booking agencies, but, you know, we haven't put out an album in, you know, since 2020, so.
Yeah, well.
So they don't want to bite, that's all.
Yeah, they definitely want someone who's going to be consistently putting stuff out a little quicker.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
just the industry, you know, after this album comes out, everything will be easier. So,
yeah, well, and you get, you know, again, you guys have Ripple behind you, and I feel like Ripple,
exactly.
when they take on a band, they give them a lot of support, you know, which is fantastic.
Todd's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool as shit. So how long did this album take you to write and record?
I've recorded this album. This is so the final product you're hearing is the fourth time that this album has been recorded. So the first time I did just like, you know, a bunch of tape demos. After that, I had like everything. I did a bunch of guitar scratch tracks that I was going to, DI tracks that I was going to reamp, but I was like, I'm not happy with it. Fuck it. And then we went into the studio. I didn't like it, how it turned out. None of us were happy with anything. And then, we went to Bricktop in Chicago. And then it was the closest thing to the what I would hear in my mind. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Yeah. 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 Yep. Shout out Bricktop and Pete Grossman. Go to him. He's the best.
Hell yeah. Well, so when did that process start?
Oh God. Some of the songs are newer on the album, but I'd say 2022. Yeah. Like in March. Yeah, March or April 2022, I started like writing again. Because like I took a some life shit happened, and then I was like almost wanted to quit Temple, and just stop making it,
Yeah.
But then I was like, why not, fuck it, So I kept going. Yeah. And then but yeah, like all the songs were done. Ashes is actually the newest song off of that album. But
Okay.
so which is cool,
Yeah. Sounds fucking great.
but yeah, most of the songs are written in 6 months, but then they got, they, like I said earlier, like they got, it was a bunch of like black metal stuff, but then it, we toned them down a little bit,
Yeah.
and
Well,
then lyrics changed, and
yeah, you start out with a theory, and then you constantly edit it until you're like, okay, we're done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is definitely the slowest album that I've ever made, but it's very refined, at least. So
So how do you feel with the finished product of it?
I'm happy with that. But the way that I work is I'm always thinking about like the next thing to come. So it's like, okay, now I'm done with this album.
So have you started writing for the next whatever?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Anything finished for that or just
Some demos,
okay.
just guitar tracks essentially,
Yeah.
but that's not gonna, I mean, I'm just doing that at home, just really like sloppily and shit. So just like jotting down ideas essentially.
Yeah, that's fair. It's I think as a creative, right, the brain is always working. You've always got, something coming out. You've got to get it down so you can remember, okay, this is what I did here.
Yeah, it usually starts out like doing like a voice memo on my phone, and then I'll be like, if that's good enough, maybe I'll take it to the computer and mic up the guitar amp, and then we'll see where it goes from there,
Yeah. So where did the name Temple of the Fuzz Witch come from?
Really dumb story, to be honest with you. I was like throwing around a bunch of ideas with the original members of the band, and we couldn't like pick anything. Then eventually I was just like, let's just make the most ridiculous name possible, because that's like so unforgettable, and it's influenced by Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats essentially.
Okay.
So that's where, and then it was like, we use fuzz pedals. Okay. We're into the occult stuff. Witches. Temple of the Fuzz Witch. Pretty
Hell yeah.
dumb.
Well, not really, because everything's got a story behind it, however grandois or not it is, right? Like, so
That's it.
That's a
And it
funny.
stuck. It stuck. Yeah. Everybody was happy with it eventually in the band. Yeah. They were like, oh, that's cool. We're young and dumb. Dumb name.
We're always young and dumb. That doesn't ever
Yeah.
change. So as far as like your fan base, have you guys seen pretty good increase in like album sales or just concert attendees showing up over like the last year or so?
Out of town, yes. Detroit doom is not fucking big here.
Right.
Plus I don't like playing local shows for some reason. I just don't. But yeah, like the everything like online and like the album sales have just been really good. So
Awesome.
and like I said, like out of town stuff, that's where it's at. Yeah.
I think most
Detroit's not Detroit is not good for doom right now.
no. Now there I feel like Detroit's got a much
Like COVID killed all the doom scene, I feel like.
okay.
Yeah.
That
It's been
sucks.
like that.
A lot of fucking death metal bands though. Fuck, a lot of them.
I know.
I just talked with Jim Albrecht from Centenary.
Yeah, dude, he fucking dude, they rule. They're awesome though.
Yeah, for
They're
sure.
like, yeah, they're one of like the few. Yeah,
Yep. Then we
I
had
feel like I can't. Yeah,
yeah.
I love them, and they're all super nice too. They're good people.
Yeah, I've only ever talked to Jim, and I think so I've probably seen them two or three times. They played at a place down here. When they played, it was called Losers. It's called Wrong Side now.
Okay.
They played with a local band from here, Stonecutters, who are,
Yeah, I know them. Yeah.
yeah,
I mean, like, I know of them. Yeah.
they're really good. Oh fuck, who else? Do you know Imminent Sonic Destruction?
No.
Okay, so they're a Detroit-based band, but they're in the Prague area.
That's why I don't know them.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't like the
That's fair, dude. That's why we have all kinds of different music, right? So who are some of your like who are some of the bands that you're listening to right now that you think other people should listen to?
Oh God, like Felruin is always Electric Wizard. They're the best. Dissection, some other, I'd have to pull up my Spotify. I'm just going off of just what I normally say because those are like the biggest influences for me. But
Okay.
Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, they're very cool. Temple of Void, they're a Detroit band, they're very cool.
They're good, yeah.
Mammon, yeah. They're a Detroit black metal band.
How is that
They're really
spelled?
cool. Mammon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just shouting out the scene as much as possible. Who else? I've been listening to like the Meat Bodies a lot over like the past like few days. They're like a psych band. Yeah.
Okay.
From San Francisco. Yeah. They just put out a new album. Yeah. I've just been listening to that on repeat. Yeah, I like all that kind of shit. Who else?
That's so I've been like that with Fire Down Below, like that Low Desert Surf Club is what a great fucking album.
Hell Ripper. Listen to Hell Ripper.
Okay.
Really good thrasher, you know? Yeah, they're always on constant repeat. Yeah.
Hell
I don't
yeah.
know what else to say. I have to pull up my
Nah,
Spotify.
that's good.
I'm
I think we've got
not
some fucking good bands to check out
going to
there.
pull it up right now.
So make sure you check out Blessed Black too if you've not listened to them.
I will. Yeah.
Asunder, the latest single, is like it's God, it's so fucking good. And Murphy, like his voice is so fucking powerful, dude. The band's super tight, put on a great show. Looking forward to seeing that.
Awesome, man.
Have you checked out Fairy Ring?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Okay. So
Yeah, I
they're.
live a pretty isolated life, you know? Live under a rock in my own world. So it's like whatever happens with the tour, I mean, yeah.
That's fair.
It's not like, you know, like I like shit on like the other bands or don't care. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like if I'm in person with you know, we're gonna get
Sure.
along. But yeah, I just stay away from people for the most part. I don't look at my phone much. Yeah.
Good
It's
for
like,
you.
yeah. And I just happened to look at your message yesterday. So, and here
So,
we are.
yeah, it worked out. Yeah. I was like, and I get it. Like for it's a lot different for me. Obviously, I do this, and I'm always reaching out to bands. Like, hey, you want to
Yes,
fucking
totally. Yeah.
do it? But I also like my day job is I'm constantly on my phone because I do
Okay.
I'm a realtor.
Okay,
So,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, it pays the bills, right? Allows
Yeah,
me to
that's what it's all about, right?
do fun
Yeah.
things. Yep. So you said you're a sound engineer.
Yeah.
Do you
That's
work
when
with?
I, if it's work related shit, that's when I'll actually look at my phone. But everybody tells me that I'm the tough in my personal life. Everybody tells me I'm the toughest person to reach. So,
Yeah, that's funny. So what do you work at a studio?
That, Rockhill Sound. Yeah, I'm an engineer there, and then I also, I'm one of the engineers. I tour, and then I'm one of the engineers at the Sanctuary in Detroit.
Okay, cool. Were you there at the Origin show?
I was. Yeah, I did sound for that. Yeah,
Oh,
it was
right on.
cool. Yeah.
I would have liked to see that. I really like Inhuman Condition.
Yeah, they're awesome. Them too.
Yeah. God, that would have been a
Oh,
great
by the
fucking.
way, I've been listening to Blood Incantation a lot lately. Like,
Oh,
if you want
love
to
those
go.
dudes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. What, Secrets of the Human Race? That album? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's been on repeat too,
I just
a
saw
lot.
them with Cannibal Corpse and Gore Guts and
Oh,
Mayhem.
fuck yeah.
What a fucking bill that was, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, funny thing, my, bassist and I were talking about how much we hate Cannibal Corpse, but respect them as musicians earlier.
I fucking love them, dude.
Dude, I hate them. I hate them so much. There's so, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, dude, again, right? Like it's literally everyone's got their own taste. You don't have to like, you know, that's the beautiful thing about music. Like I fucking love them. I've probably seen them live 50 times at this point, and if I can see them another 50, I'll be happy as a fucking pig and shit, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean they got that like cult following that's like just completely legendary though.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, Gore Guts is awesome though.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And Mayhem, dude. I was like, that's, I went specifically because I wanted to see Mayhem. I'd never seen him live. And Blood Incantation, literally from that fucking first note, dude, I was enthralled with their set.
Yeah, they're amazing.
So fucking good.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that, like, Louisville's a rock and roll town, but when it gets into heavier stuff, we generally don't sell out larger venues, right? We're stuck in smaller venues.
Okay.
And I say smaller venues, I mean like sub 1,000 people, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
When we're talking about like Cannibal Corpse, but that fucking show, I think it was at a 2,000 capacity venue and it fucking sold out in like no time.
Awesome. Hey, people come out.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good to hear. Seriously.
Yeah, we gotta, hopefully we can fucking get a solid crowd for you guys at Portal on the 30th.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, the
12.
last time we went through Louisville, it wasn't, that was like the weakest show. Yeah, but then pre-COVID, it popped off. When we played in Louisville. Yeah, weird. I'm about it's still like just kind of baffled me. That's all.
Well, you know, like Louisville's, you know, as of late, I'll say over the last like 2 years, when one show gets announced, there ends up being a multitude of shows
All
all at the same time. So it's like, what the fuck? Like, can we just like say, okay,
Spread them out, yeah.
this is the big tour that's coming through. Let's all go see that one and support these bands. I think so Childbite was just at Portal. They had a pretty decent crowd. God, those guys always put on a good fucking show too. What show do you think on your next run will be the best show, or what show do you hope will be the best show?
I honestly think that the Tennessee show should be pretty good because, you know, we played down there, you know, last October, but then there's like a lack of metal And like people are really hungry for it down there. So yeah.
Okay.
I think that that one would be pretty good. So that's like the first one. Yeah. Or our Ohio show, because people always come out in Ohio for us. Because, we've been popping down there, for since, like whatever, 2018.
Yeah.
So yeah. We made a lot of runs for them.
Yeah. Well, in Ohio's pretty close to home, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fucking cool. Where in Tennessee are you guys playing? Do you know off the top of your head?
Chattanooga.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like southeast of Nashville.
Yeah, not too far from
Yeah.
Hotlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like maybe next time you guys get into Atlanta, they've got some. I feel like that would be a pretty good scene to hit.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know yeah, Tommy Stewart of Tommy Stewart's Direwolf was down there and his Black Doomba record label and them. So yeah, they're based out of there.
Hell
Yeah,
yeah.
they've always been, like he's like at like every single Doom Festival, like promoting his shit, and he's a nice guy, so yeah.
That's how you gotta fucking do it every time you get a chance.
Yeah.
Here's
Yeah,
my
you're right.
shit.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, Noah, I'm gonna say thanks, dude. I greatly appreciate
Yeah,
you
you got it,
coming to hang
man.
out and bullshit with me tonight.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you here in a few days. Any final thoughts?
Not really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks,
Thank
brother.
you.
See ya.